Okay, greetings everyone from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Thank you for adjusting your schedules accordingly. So what we're going to be learning today is the beginning of Siman Reish Samach Beis. This is Lamed Dalid Amud Beis, page 68, the beginning of Siman Reish Samach Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yisadu Shulchanu V'yatziah HaMitos V'yisakin Kol Inyan Yabayis K'dei Shimun Zenu Aruch Masudar B'vo Mi Beis HaKnesses, that a person should set their table and prepare all of the beds and make sure that the house is in order that everything should be found to be set and arranged when you come home from Shul. Says the Ramav, Yishulchanu Aruch, Kol Yom HaShabbos, the table should remain set throughout the entire Shabbos. V'chein haminug v'ein l'shanos, and that's the minug, and we should not adjust the minug. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchanu Erev Shabbos Leilei Shabbos, that you should keep your shulchan set from before Shabbos. You shouldn't first set it when you come home to eat your meal on Friday night. You should already set it on Friday day. Hamitos Shiyosh V'nalei, and the mitos that we're talking about over here are not the beds that you sleep on, but the couches that they used to sit on. V'tov Shetiyom Mitzas Kav Hamitos Shiyosh V'nalei. But you should make your beds also. I mean, the house should look like it's perfectly in order. Aruch Shazo Kvot Shabbos. This is the way we honor Shabbos. Aruch HaChamein Azal, Chazal tell us, Shnei Malachi HaShoreis, Malavin Lola Adam Be'erev Shabbos, Be'esaknas, Le'beisa HaChatov V'yachad Ra, two Malachi HaShoreis escort a person from the shul to his home on Friday night. One good Malach, one bad Malach, K'shabal Le'beisa Motzen Nardol, V'shulchan Aruch Mitam Tzaz, Malach Tov Omer, that when they find that everything is in order, the good Malach says, Yiratzon that it should be this way in future Shabbos. So Malach Ra Ona Amein Bal Karcho, and the Malach Ra has to answer Amein to that bracha even against his will. V'im Lav Hulehepch, and if it's not said and things are not in order, then it turns out the opposite, that the Malach Ra says that it should be this way in future Shabbos, and the Malach Tov has to answer Amein Chas V'Shalom. Tov Lefanos Kurei Akovish Mi Habayis Mi Bod Yom. I didn't know what that meant. I had to Google it. It means spider webs. The person has to remove all their spider webs before Shabbos, Lenakos HaSabayis, L'Kvod Shabbos, in order to clean up their house for Kvod Shabbos. L'Tov V'Lizor B'Sudas HaLayla Shalal Lizrok Dover B'Bayis Chutz L'Shulchan Amein Darko L'Chabit HaSabayis B'Dover HaMutar, that a person should be careful during the Suda at night time not to throw something in the house out off of the table, because it's going to end up on the floor unless you have a way of sweeping the floor in a way that is going to be Mutar. Obviously you're not allowed to sweep a dirt floor on Shabbos, so if you have a way of sweeping the floor in a Mutar way, so then you could do that and sweep the floor on Friday night Achar Sudazuk, because you don't want the house to be messy for the daytime meal. And you don't even want to leave it messy after the daytime meal. Meaning sometimes a person might say, okay, so leave all the dishes on the table from the Shabbos day meal until after Shabbos. We're not using that table again anyway. No, but it's a mess. You know, let it leave your house a mess on Shabbos. Sivkat and Dalit, Kol v'chulei, ad achar Avdala. Until after Avdala, they keep their table set the entire Shabbos. Yesh no'agin li'or shtei mapos al shulchan. Milvad el yon shal alechem. There are those that have a minig that have two tablecloths aside from the challah cover. Mishum shekshaminar namapa nimtzah shulchan magula. Because when you remove the tablecloth in order to shake off the crumbs, you don't want to leave the table exposed, because it says over here in the Ramah that you're supposed to leave your table set and your table covered the entire Shabbos. So there's dafka an inyan of a tablecloth on Shabbos. See if beis yishtadl shiyu lo begodim noyim l'Shabbos. A person should have nice clothing for Shabbos. I wrote a whole piece of my third sefer about this, about big day Shabbos. V'yimev shalo l'pachos yishal shal. If you can't afford special Shabbos clothing, at least you should lower your clothing. Pirush yishal shem klapi matos shiyu arukim kamitas hashirim meyashem veisam. That you should have longer clothing. That's why some people wear long coats on Shabbos, even though they wear short jackets during the week, because people who are not busy working, who don't have to bend over and work and move, so they can wear longer coat. So if you have your clothing hemmed up, you should lower it on Shabbos if you can't afford separate Shabbos clothing. As a way of showing derech kavod, that's a way of being mechabed the Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Hay, Yishtadol d'chsiv v'chibadito. Pasuk says v'chibadito v'darshu chazal shlo yem al blushecha shal Shabbos k'mal blushecha shal chol. That your clothing on Shabbos should not be like your clothing on a weekday. V'tov shlo yilbush b'Shabbos mikol ma'shalavish b'chol afilu chaluk. And it's good not to wear on Shabbos anything that you wear during the weekday, even your shirt. Your Shabbos shirt should be different than your weekday shirt. You should have different shirts. The Shulchan Aruch Harav writes in the name of the Arizal, you should have a different Shabbos belt. And the Vilna Gaon had such a practice. There's a tshuva in the Rav Pa'alim that says that you should even have special Shabbos shoes. But the Kav Chaim says that mitzvah adin, there's no chiv to have special Shabbos shoes. It's just a nice thing to do to have special Shabbos shoes. That's part of a much broader discussion whether shoes are considered begodim or not for a variety of halachos. V'imev shalo tov shielo gam talis achar the Shabbos. And if you can afford it, better to have a special Shabbos talis as well. Na'im sifkatan vav kafi yachalto, as nice as you can afford. Vafilu mu b'darak levado b'beisen miyudim. Even if you're traveling on your own and you're in a hotel with only non-Jews for Shabbos, or you're stuck amongst no Jewish people, so there aren't going to be any Jewish people that see your nice Shabbos clothing, still gamkin yilbush bigdei Shabbos kein amalbushim l'kvod haroim kim l'kvod haShabbos, because the clothing is not for the people who see you, it's for the honor of Shabbos. Rav Soloveitchik famously used to tell people that were walking in summer heat that they should keep their jacket on, because you don't wear the jacket l'kavod the shul or l'kavod the rabbi or l'kavod your friends, you wear the jacket l'kavod Shabbos, and it's Shabbos even when you're walking in the street. That a person should make sure that he's adequately protected before he holds a child, because the kid could mess him up with all sorts of stains, and you don't want to mess up your Shabbos clothing. The people who wear long during the week because they don't have to do malacha, so they don't have to have so much maneuverability in their clothing. See if Gimel. When you put on your nice clothing, you should go out to greet the Shabbos the same way you'd go out to greet a melech or a chasan mekala. Rabbi Chanina would wrap himself up and he would stand on the Erev Shabbos and he would say, now let's go and greet the Shabbos malchsa. Rabbi Yana Omer, boi chala, boi chala. And Rabbi Yana would say, boi chala, boi chala. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yilbash v'yelech b'eman motzoi Shabbos achar Avdolah. You should continue to wear your Shabbos clothing until after Avdolah motzoi Shabbos. Some say until after Malav Malka. Others say no, you should take it off right away. As soon as Avdolah is over, take off Shabbos clothing. V'yismach b'viyah Shabbos v'kalamar b'lechavdo heim b'gufo heim b'gadav heim b'achilu shtiyah reza m'shubach. Whatever additional covet you can give to Shabbos, whether it's how you dress, whether it's what you eat, whether it's what you drink, it is always praiseworthy. B'zor m'kabal m'ziru ma'ot shlo yashum machlokas b'Shabbos chas v'shalom. Wow! The Zohar says that one has to be extremely careful to be mechabit Shabbos in another way, by not having any machlokas chas v'shalom b'prat b'nish l'ishto, especially between husband and wife. Person has to be very cautious about this. Husbands and wives are together for much longer periods of time on Shabbos, so even in a stressful environment, one has to be very, very careful that there be no machlokas. And the Gemara in Gittin tells us terrible consequences of such things. Some places they go out from the shul and they go out to the courtyard of the shul and they say bo v'neitzei likra Shabbos malchasa v'anu nogin shemahapchen p'neim l'tzad marav k'shom bo v'shalom. We don't do that. We just turn around at the end of the chadodi toward the marav, toward the west, to say bo v'shalom v'nogin lamur azulasos dugma k'mo shemakabel p'nei adam gadol. And we stand at that time as if we're greeting an adam gadol. Nogu shalol l'kabel Shabbos. There's a discussion whether it's dafka to the west or it's dafka to the door. What if the door is not in the west? So different shitos in terms of where exactly to face. Meaning is that we don't do a whole Kabbalah Shabbos on Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos. We just do a Mizmor, like it will be this year, I believe. We just do Mizmor Shil Yom Shabbos before Baruch Hu. Even those that have the minhag like Nosach Svard to say a few passages of Lichadodi or to do a little bit of a Kabbalah Shabbos, they skip it when Yom Kippur is Chal on Shabbos. Might as well try to go to the end of the siman over here. Says the Ramav, Yalda Shatzim Big Day Shabbos, Miyalach Vashroch Tzatzim Vzel Kvot Shabbos. Person should put on his Big Day Shabbos as soon as he finishes bathing. That's the Kvot Shabbos. Alkein Lo Yirchus Le Shabbos, Elo Samukler Vish Yalda Shatzim Miyad. And therefore, you should not finish bathing until you should not take a bath till later in the day on Erev Shabbos, so that you can get dressed in your Shabbos clothing right away and it will be recognizable that you're doing all of this L'Kavod Shabbos. Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berura, v'gam anoshim noah goes kodem adlakas neres l'ilchot sasman v'lulbosh b'gdei Shabbos v'ashrei lehem. Women also, before they light candles, bathe and change into Shabbos clothing. That's a great thing. Amnam b'yom maktzarim, but on those short winter days, shemesachim leishe b'chanos, that they're late in the store, in the, you know, in the nail salon or the supermarket or whatever. V'achar kach rochtzos v'lovshos, and then they come home, and then they're going to first bathe, and then they're going to get dressed, and then they're going to light candles. Ubein kach yivo chas shon l'safik chol Shabbos. That could lead to a safik chol Shabbos. L'chein tov l'hazir lem shekdim alav l'irchotz v'lovosh. So much better for them to bathe earlier in the day, rather than try to do this hidur of the Rama of bathing late in the day. Ukshem esacheres, and if she's running late, mitzvah yosef shetad l'kach mum v'shechol milav chas shon l'safik chol Shabbos. Let her light candles wearing weekday clothing, rather than come to a safik chol Shabbos. V'mabal roa shem esacheres, and if the husband sees that his wife is running late, and by the time she lights candles, she's going to be mechal Shabbos. Mitzvah gedola shehu yad l'kaneros. It's a great mitzvah that he should light the candles. V'lo yashkiach b'ktotas ishto, and don't worry about the fact that his wife doesn't get angry. Amazing. One sifkatan after we just learned about the Zohar saying that you have to make sure there's no machlokas whatsoever in your house on Erev Shabbos, but not at the expense of chal Shabbos. If your wife is running late and she's otherwise going to be mechal Shabbos, even if it's going to get her angry, you got to light the Shabbos candles. U'mitzvah gedola yosel leisha b'choshech mechal Shabbos chas v'shalom. And if you're afraid of her wrath, better to stop her from lighting the candles and sit in darkness all Shabbos rather than coming to Chil Shabbos. So even though Shalom Bayis is a big deal, Chil Shabbos is a bigger deal. Sifkat in your day, Samuch le'erev, hayin k'shu roch etzatzmo ma'at b'veso, when he washes himself a little bit in his home, k'moshu muv b'gemar. That's what we're saying you do Samuch be'erev. Before they had showers in their homes, so they would just do a quick wash up in their house. That's what you do late in the day. L'inyin Rabbi Yudah Bar Elai, yayin sham, aval k'shu holich le'bes ha'merchatz. But if you're going to a bathhouse where it's a whole asek, then for sure you should do it earlier so they don't come to Chol Shabbos, especially on those winter Fridays. And you have to look back at Simon Reish Samach. So to review what we learned today, in Seif Aleph we learned that you have to make sure the house looks great, the bed, the table is all set, so the Malach will bless you properly, and that the spider webs are all gone. In Seif Beis we said that a person is supposed to have big day Shabbos, and we said you should change all of your clothing for the sake of Shabbos, and if you can't afford big day Shabbos, at least have longer non-big day Shabbos. And then in Seif Gimel we learned that a person should wear should go out to greet the Shabbos Malach as if he's going out to greet a Chasan and Kala, and the Mishnah Berurah added that a person has to be very, and that's what we do by Bo'ichala, and the Mishnah Berurah added that a person has to be very careful not to get into any machlokas on Shabbos. And then we learned the Ramah that a person should get dressed in Shabbos clothing right after showering, and therefore you should shower late in the day, unless it's going to lead to some sort of Chil Shabbos, or the shower is a whole big asek that can't be delayed until late in the day. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow, stay tuned for when exactly, but tomorrow, Simin Reish Samach Gimel from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Everyone have a wonderful evening.
You too.